أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالت رب أنى يكون لي ولد ولم يمسسني بشر قال كذلك الله يخلق ما يشاء إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون. In the previous ayat, mention was made when the malaika spoke to Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam and informed her that Allah is going to bless her with a child. The child will be Masih ibn Maryam, and his qualities will be wajihan fi dunya, a great honor Allah will give him in dunya and akhirah, and he will be amongst the very special and close servants of Allah Ta'ala. He will have the quality that just as he is born, at that time he will speak. And he will speak such a speech that everyone else cannot ever think of making such a speech. And this will carry on his whole life till in his old age also, all the time. So when Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam was informed of this, she said, Qalat Rabbi anna yakunu li walad. Boli, e Rab kaha se hoga mera darka. She said, Oh Allah, how am I going to have a child? Walam yamsasni bashar. Aur mujhko haath nahi lagaya kisi aadmi ne. And no man ever touched me. So how am I going to have a child? Because normal procedure is, we have sexual relations, after that the child is born. But no man even ever touched me. So how will a child be born to me? I believe your command, I accept your command. But she wanted to know, what will it be? Will it be just like that, by the Qudrat of Allah, the absolute command of Allah, or will I be commanded to get married? And after I marry, then I will have this child, Isa. How will it be? Allah Ta'ala told the Farishta, Jibreel alayhi salam, to inform her, قال كذلك الله يخلق ما يشاء. فرمایا اسی طرح اللہ پیدا کرتا ہے جو چاہے. It will be just like this, without any man even ever having touched you, for no sexual relations, no nothing, just by the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. From here, a great and important point is to be understood, which many times we find difficult to comprehend, that Allah Ta'ala has made asbab the means of everything. Like to have a child, Allah has made the asbab of man and woman. They get married, they have sexual relations, then their children are born. We eat food, our stomachs get full, we have strength in our body. We are ill, we take medicine, then we get shifa. Now in many our shops, through that our jobs, we earn our rosy. These are all the asbab. And the asbab also, Allah made them without sabab. By His Qudrat He made all that also. The medicine also, the meeting of the husband and the wife, everything. In fact, man himself, every human being, if he thinks that who made me, if we just think a little bit, we'll realize our parents can never ever have made us. All they did is that they met with one another, but they could not make the eyes. They don't. Their own eyes are not in their control, and they can't do anything, even if they are optometrists, the mother and the father. But they can't do anything about their own eyes. They can't make one eye. So who is it that made that eye? The heart that they have got, who made that heart? Even both of them are, if they are cardiologists, but they know, they cannot make a heart. Who made that heart? And all the organs of the body, if a person thinks, who is the one who made that? It is only Allah Ta'ala. And Allah made all this asbab without a sabab. That is Allah Ta'ala. So now that Allah has made the sabab, Allah is not dependent on the sabab to do what He wants to do. Allah can do with the sabab and give us children, etc., with with the husband and wife meeting. As Allah Ta'ala explains, that when husband and wife meet, Allah Ta'ala gives them children. Sometimes only boys, and they long for a girl. Sometimes only girls, and they long for a boy. Some people, boys and girls. And other people, in spite of meeting and trying everything, aqima, no children whatsoever. It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah wants to, He created Adam alayhi salam without mother and father. He created Hawa alayhi salam from the left rib of Adam alayhi salam. Allah's qudrat is above everything. So for Allah to create Isa alayhi salam without a father is nothing whatsoever. It's just a matter of kun fayakun, be and it is. So Allah's qudrat is above everything. And the asbab, that is the system Allah has made, the means that we use. And when we use the means correctly and with the correct aqidah and belief that the means can't do, Allah is the doer, then we get sawab for using those means. But if we use those means, our shop, our job, our medicine, with this yaqeen that they are doing, the shop is feeding me, the medicine is giving me shifa, then this is shirk with Allah Ta'ala. That very thing which was a ibadat and in a sunnah tariqah it was. Now when the aqidah is wrong, it becomes shirk. So we must not have any doubt on the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And after all, like for example, if there is a person who doesn't know about the fruit mango, he never saw a mango, he never tasted it, so because he doesn't know, it doesn't mean that the mango doesn't exist. Many things what we don't know, because we don't know doesn't mean it can't be. We don't know. And that person, somebody tries and explain him that how tasty a mango is, how enjoyable it is. No matter how much you explain, the taste won't go in his mouth. And he, by his denying it, all the people who are enjoying mangoes, no difference is going to come. They will carry on enjoying the mangoes. And the day he tastes it, he won't be able to explain to anyone else what the taste is. And just like that, all this reality of deen, those whom Allah has blessed with, they know it, they accept it. And those who don't know can carry on denying it. Their denial means nothing. It's only harm for themselves, that they don't submit. From here also we learn, our first departure point of bringing iman is not knowledge, but to have yaqeen on the being, the zaat of Allah. That Allah does everything and He does as He pleases. As Allah says, يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates whatever He wants to. And we also, our knowledge is very limited. We know of a few insects that Allah has created, but there are so many other insects. We know of a few animals which Allah has made, but so many animals also we don't know about. So Allah creates what He wants to, and by us not knowing doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So if a person doesn't know how Allah creates, and Allah's qudrat is absolute, doesn't mean that Allah can't do it. It's you don't know, it doesn't mean Allah can't do it. Allah has got qudrat over everything. So that is the important point in this ayat, where it shows the great honor of Maryam alayhi salam, her son to be born, Isa alayhi salam. At the same time, it is for us to have that full yaqeen that Allah does as He pleases and He doesn't need any means whatsoever. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. جب ارادہ کرتا ہے کسی کام کا تو یہی کہتا ہے اس کو کہ ہو جا, سو وہ ہو جاتا ہے. Whenever Allah decides to do something, Allah just commands it, be, and it is. And this also be, just two letters in English, be. In Arabic, kun, kaf and noon. That is also according to us. Otherwise, Allah just makes the intention and the thing is in existence. No drawing board, no plans, no architects, no engineers, no passing of plans, no bulldozers, no excavating machine, nothing whatsoever. Just Allah intends to and the thing comes into existence. All the material is immediately there. This is the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So we also should have full trust on Allah's Qudrat. Allah is the absolute and He can do as He pleases. But in this world He has made it with asbab. But we must not be, as far as our aqaid are concerned, that Allah is bound to asbab. That without asbab, Allah can't do, na'uzu billah. Allah's Qudrat is above everything. And Allah shows it from time to time also. That without asbab, against asbab, how Allah Ta'ala does things. So our iman is to be that we accept wholeheartedly what Allah has decreed. This is the work of the atheist. And unfortunately, many Muslims are influenced by atheist thinking, and many Muslims also have doubt that how can this be, that this ayah, we will be prepared to deny the ayat of the Quran and we will follow the thoughts of the atheist. How sad a state is. Allah, who is absolute, the most truthful, we have doubts in Him, and we believe what the scientists have got to say, what the atheists have got to say. That is a very, very sad reflection of our condition. We should have wholehearted iman, yaqeen on Allah, His Qudrat, His words, what He has informed us. May Allah grant us this proper yaqeen, and in the qabr, all the doubts will turn into terrible azab for a person. When a person, yeah, we can make big noises that it can't be, it's impossible. How can this happen? In the qabr we will see, when there we will be punished, and severely punished, Allah save us all. Then we will realize that no, it was Allah's Qudrat is above everything. But of course that will be too late there. Yeah, we must have that iman that has got value. May Allah give us strength. Subhanallah.